going to read and discuss Bhagavatam, Canto number 10, chapter 6, and the verse number 8. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vibhudhya Tam Balakamarika Graham Chara Chara Atma Sa Nimilita Ikshana Anantam Aropayat Ankam Antakam Yatha Uragam Suktam Abuddhi Rajudhi Vibhudhya Vibhudhya Tam Balakamarika Graham Chara Charatma Sa Nimile Tikshanam Anantam Aropayat Ankam Antakam Yatoragam Suktam Abuddhi Rajudhi Vibhudhya Tam Balakam Arika Graham Chara Charatma Sani Milite Kshanam Anantam Aropayat Ankam Antakam Yatoragam Suktam Abuddhi Rajudhi Vibhudhya Tam Balakam Arika Graham Chara Charatma Sa Nimilite Kshana Anantam Aropayat Ankam Antakam Yatoragam Suktam Abuddhi Rajudhi Balakam Arika Graham understanding. Tam heard Putana. Balaka Marika Graham, a witch very expert in killing small babies. Chara Achara Atma, Krishna, the all pervading super soul. Sa, he. Nimilita Ikshana closed his eyes. Anantam, the unlimited. Aropayat, she placed. Ankam, on her lap. Antakam, for her own annihilation. Yata, as Urugam, a snake, Suptam, while sleeping, Abuddhi, a person who has no intelligence, Rajudhi, One thinks a snake to be a rope. Translation of the verse. Lord Sri Krishna, the all-pervading super soul, lying on the bed, understood that Putana, a witch who was expert in killing small children, had come to kill him. Therefore, as if afraid of her, Krishna closed his eyes. Thus Putana took upon her lap him who was to be her own annihilation, just as an unintelligent person places a sleeping snake on his lap, thinking snake to be a rope. Please repeat. Lord Sri Krishna, the all-pervading super soul, lying on the bed, understood that Putana, a witch who was expert in killing small children, had come to kill him. Therefore, as if afraid of her, Krishna closed his eyes. Thus Putana took upon her lap him who was to be her own annihilation, just as an unintelligent person places a sleeping snake on his lap, thinking the snake to be a rope. This purport was written by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse there are two perplexities. When Krishna saw that Putana had come to kill him, he thought that since this woman was present with motherly affection, although artificial, he had to offer her a benediction. Therefore he looked at her with a little perplexity and then closed his eyes again. Putana Rakshasi also was perplexed. She was not intelligent enough to understand that she was taking a sleeping snake on her lap. She thought the snake to be an ordinary rope. The two words, antakam and anantam, are contradictory. Because of not being intelligent, Putana thought that she could kill her antakam, the source of her annihilation. But because he is ananta, unlimited, not one can kill him. Vibhudyatam balakam marikagraham characharatma sa nimiliteksanam anantam aropayat ankam antakam yatoragam suktam abuddhirajudim. Lord Sri Krishna, the all-pervading super soul, lying on the bed, understood the Putana, a witch who was expert in killing small children, had come to kill him. Therefore, as if afraid of her, Krishna closed his eyes. Thus Putana took upon her lap him who was to be her own annihilation, just as an intelligent person places a sleeping snake on his lap, thinking the snake to be a rope. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militandiena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Svapitam Yana Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yandadati Svapalantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabando Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Tali Vrinda Vanishwari Prishabana Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Vye Vanchakalpa Taru Vyaschakri Pasindu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Srivasa Adigora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada says here that the woman came in Nanda Maharaj's house with some motherly affection and he said that it was artificial. Artificial was that it was material. Putana, although a Rakshasi, was still a woman. So she liked the children. Like all women, they like children, naturally. Because they beget them. That's why they like them. So when Putana saw such a beautiful child, Krishna was extremely beautiful, even in his first days of life or staying in this world. He was extremely beautiful, and Putana saw him, and she thought, oh, this is so beautiful. She felt some attraction as a mother. So she wanted to milk him out of some affection. At the same time, she was a Rakshasi and had intention of killing him, because this is what she was doing. This is her job. This was her job. She was killing children. So when she saw Krishna, she had this double intention of giving him her milk and at the same time killing him with a poison she smelled in the nipples. This is how she was killing children. She was smelling some very strong poison on her nipples. So when the child was stuck on milk, she would also suck poison and they would die. So Krishna was very small and young. He just took birth a few days before. But he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He could understand who Putana was. And he saw in Putana's heart this double desire, motherly desire and a killer desire. As everybody who has nothing to ask in life because they are completely satisfied, Krishna didn't care about the wrong side. This is quite an important thing, is that people who envy others and criticize and try to do bad to other people, they do it because they are lacking something. They are dissatisfied. And so because they are dissatisfied, they become envious of others, because they think that other people, surely they are more satisfied than me. And why they are satisfied more than me? Because they have more than me, or simply something different. Maybe if I had their car, a house, their family, I would be more happy. But they become envious. Krishna was not envious at Putana. Just like all transcendentalists, all pure devotees, they are never envious, because nobody has anything that they are interested in. They are Atmarama. Atmarama means Rama means satisfied or happy. Someone who is happy. Rama. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama is Krishna. It's another name for Krishna. with the deuce that this Rama is Krishna by the presence of the word Hare. Hare is the vocative of the word, of the name Hara. Hara is Radharani. If Hara is Radharani, therefore Rama is Krishna. And what does it mean? Rama, someone who is very satisfied, very happy, and because he's satisfied and happy, can give it to others. People who are miserable cannot give you happiness or any sort of satisfaction because they don't have it. Nobody can give to others something that they don't have. To give something to others, you have to have it. So Krishna is very happy and enjoys his existence in a very happy way, and he gives this happiness to others. So Rama means someone who is satisfied and someone who can give it to others very easily. They can give it because he has. And when someone is very, very satisfied, then he gives lavishly. He just gives everyone. So Krishna is very happy. In the spiritual world, there is only happiness, there is no misery. Crime, the gopis, etc., is just a variety of happiness, just a spice of the life, variety. So Krishna was not afraid because he's eternal, and he was not envious of Putana, and therefore he saw only the good part. Only the good part of Putana. And he thought, this woman is coming here to give me something, to give me her milk. So I will reward her. And we'll see in the following verses how Krishna is going to reward the witch Putana. And the mention of Krishna closing the eyes has the meaning that Krishna could see the reality. At that time Putana had taken the bodily feature of a very beautiful woman. Rakshasis are not beautiful, they are very ugly usually, but they have this power to transform their bodies. So Putana, to be accepted in Nanda Maharaj's house, had to transform her ugly and deformed body into a very extremely beautiful gopi. She was gorgeous, a beautiful sari. But Krishna was not deluded by this appearance of Putana, and he could see that behind this body, this appearance of Putana, there was ugly Rakshasi. So he pretended to be afraid, and he closed his eyes not to see the ugly figure of the witch. So why Krishna, who is Ananta, is unlimited, is afraid, is eternal, unlimited, we should not be afraid of anything or anyone. It's just to play games. He's a very playful personality. And it's not difficult to understand. I mean, when was our best time in life? When we were kids, we were playing. So what is the difference between work and play? Work, you have to do it. Even if you don't like it, today you have to go to work. Because if you don't go to work, you don't have the money to eat. When you're young, you don't think about making money and maintaining yourself because your parents do it for you. So you are without worrying. You just play. Play means you do what you like, when you like, if you like it. Nobody's pressuring you. So when we were kids and playing, it was a very happy time. So Krishna do not have to work to maintain himself. There's no work for Krishna. There is plenty of everything in the spiritual world. So because he's not obliged to do anything, what does he do? It is time he doesn't like. And the whole of his life is based on what he likes. That's wonderful, isn't it? This is really a nice life. It's the best life we can imagine. And it's there. We can reach it with just some little austerity, which is not much anyway. You know. And also, we generally, most of us, do not have much to give away anyway. Can you imagine if you were a king or a queen, in the case of ladies, and you had to give up everything, castles and subjects? There is a nice story of Prince Sachidevi. Who knows who is Sachidevi? She became one of the most important spiritual masters in our line. Her name would become after Gangamata Goswami. Of course, everybody knows Gangamata Goswami. She was named Sachidevi at birth, and she was the daughter of a king. The king of a small part of nowadays Bengal, very opulent kingdom. And she grew up, she was very intelligent. And a little different from other children, because other children of her age would play with dolls. But she was never attracted like Balam Maharaj. She was never attracted to play. She was studying. She became very young. She knew the Shastra very well. Very untypical of children at the time. When she became old enough, King Naresha Narayana was the name of this king, her father. So they were married. It wasn't a big problem to find a husband for Sachidevi, because she was one of the most beautiful girls at the time. So all boys, they were dreaming about her. Everyone wanted her. And not because she was a princess, because she was so beautiful and good manner. She had good manner, she was very gentle and kind. But Sachidevi had zero interest. She didn't need anything outside, because she had everything inside. She was enjoying her life inside her heart. She had a deity of Krishna. She was worshipping him every day, very nicely, very faithfully. So there was no way to convince Princess Sachidevi to marry. And when she was very young, Naresh Narayan and her good devoted wife, they died. And she became a queen of the kingdom. And she wasn't interested to be a queen. At the same time, she felt that she had to do it because she was a good queen. And the kingdom needed some direction. But regularly she would leave the kingdom and stay the first to go in holy places. The nearest place, of course, she was in Bengal. And we are about in the 17th century, after a long time, during the second or third generation of Gaudiya Vaishnavas after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So she traveled to Jagannath Puri. She was looking for a guru. And in Jagannath Puri, he heard speaking about a very important saint at the time, whose name was Haridas Pandit. And so she was very, she wanted to go and know this saint, very important at that time. So she traveled to Vrindavan. She was living in Vrindavan. And she met Haridas Pandit. And Haridas saw her, so beautiful and young and opulent and so on. And embroidered saris and serpents and horses and elephants, so much opulence of this queen. And Haridas Pandit told her, you cannot be initiated. You cannot live in Vrindavan.
life over non-Xian villages who are attached. And Sachi Devi told them
that she was not attached.
She could do everything at any time. And Hari responded, told her, okay, prove it. And she, just in 1 second, gave everything up. Can you imagine? Young, beautiful, intelligent, respected, queen, and so many people needing her, apart from the personal sense of education she had just there, at a reach of her heart. And she could have everything, but also the sense of responsibility. Just like
all the devotees do not leave the family, become sannyasis, because well, I have my family,
you know, I took care of my wife and children, and I cannot leave them. Sense of responsibility. One time, the devotees that were talking to Srila Prabhupada was saying like glorifying renunciation. And Prabhupada said, no, you are not renunciation, you are just irresponsible. Otherwise, you will not leave families and everything, they become devotees. Of course, it was kind of joking, but at the same time, there is some truth. So, Sachi Devi lived everything and stayed in Vrindavan. She took initiation, and she would live in Radhakunda, under the care of one older Aridaspandi disciple whose name was Vishnupriya. After many years, and she was so renounced, there was nothing she was interested in. She became very quickly very thin, and she got old. She spent many years in Vrindavan, but she simply didn't care. A queen going around for Madhukari, just asking for some rice. She would cook the little rice she would get, or the little dal she would get, and cook it, eat it, and be perfectly satisfied. Actually, to be satisfied in life, it takes very little. The less we have materially, the more we can have spiritually. Simple life. Then, with simple life, it is possible high level of thought. Because if you have so many things, you have to maintain them, you have to protect them, and you have to spend time regretting when you lose them, etc., you cannot think to Krishna, you cannot think to philosophy, because you are busy mentally. And also the awareness, the mental awareness that become tired. After some time, one becomes tired. One day, Aridas Pandit went to her disciple Sachi Devi and said, you should go to Jagannath Puri. Go back to Jagannath Puri. And she went back to Jagannath Puri. She started to preach. And she became very famous. And she became initiated, and she had so many disciples. This is to answer to those who say that there are no female spiritual masters in our life. This is simply not a fact. Dandamata Goswami, as much as many others, like Jana Valeri and others, also Malini was the wife of Srinivasacharya, the daughter of Srinivasacharya, also had many disciples. We have many ladies initiating spiritual masters in our history. And, one thing I forgot to mention, that then the Gamata Goswami was taking initiation from Aridas Pandit. She went into the line
This is called the parivar, or the family, the spiritual family of Gadadhar Pandit.
Because Haridas Pandit was a disciple of Anantacharya. Anantacharya was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was a disciple of Pundarika Vidyanidhi. Pundarika Vidyanidhi was a direct personal disciple of Madhavendra Puri.
This line coming from Madhavendra Puri to Ganga Mata Goswami. After Ganga Mata Goswami, there was a line which even today we have a spiritual descendant from
Ganga Mata Goswami. This particular line, we have a different line, of course, in Shiksha. We come in Shiksha line. Many say that there is no such a thing as Shiksha line. Anyway, we are in Shiksha line through Rupa Goswami. We know we can read in Bhagavad Gita or Parampara in Diksha line.
We come from Janava Devi, Nityananda, our line.
Anyway, this is very particularly interesting historical fact. Anyway, the story of Ganga Mata Goswami is quite significant in this reference to this verse. And she was, now I'll tell you the story how Ganga Mata Goswami got the name, because her name was Sachi. There was her name. The story was that the king of Jagannath Puri, still we have a king in Jagannath Puri. Quite simple guy, you can go there, knock the door and enter, basically. He's not a big king like in Vedic times. And the present king, I don't remember his name, but he likes our movement very much. He's a Gaudiya Vaishnava, which means Lord Gauranga's line. He, Ganga Mata Goswami, attracted by her very erudite. She was incredible. When she was speaking, it was like a living encyclopedia. She could say anything, anything. You could hold to hear. And the king of the time, whose name was Mukunda, something else, I think just Mukunda. Anindra was the name? Do you remember the name of the king at the time during Ganga Mata? It was Mukunda something else. Anyway, was very attracted to Ganga Mata Goswami. He asked for initiation, but she won't give it to him unless he would give everything up, just like she did. My spiritual master gave me initiation because I gave everything up. So you do the same, I will give you initiation. Mukunda couldn't do it. So during one night, the king had a dream. Lord Jagannath came in a dream, and he said, Ganga Mata Sachidevi is very old now. She's getting very old, and her health also is not very good. You should build some place for her, and I want you to build it in the Sveta Ganga, on the banks of the Sveta Ganga. What is the Sveta Ganga? There are four main lakes all around the Jagannath temples. One particular lake, which is situated on the south part of the Jagannath main temple, is called Sveta Ganga because one day, or to be more precise, one night every year, the waters turn white because Mother Ganga comes. And Ganga, anyone who has seen Ganga, know that the waters are pretty white, you know, just like the Yamuna waters are quite black, and the Ganga is like silver, white. You can see them the difference very clearly if you go to Prayag, Allahabad, the point where Ganga and Yamuna meet and merge. That is the point where Prayag is a very important point, which is about to spend quite some time in Prayag. And you can see the two rivers going together, merging, just there. You can stay right there at the point where they meet. I was there, and you can see the difference, white and black. And they continue for some time by eyes, you can see, and you don't see the mixing them together. After some time they mix together, you don't see the difference. But for some a few hundred meters, maybe, you can see the two rivers going side by side. So once, one night a year, the Shveta Ganga lake becomes white, because Mother Ganga comes, wants to visit, to stay near to Lord Jagannath. And Jagannath Swami said to the king that you should build it, because Mother Ganga wants to associate with Sachidevi. So you have to do it. Next day, the king went to Sachidevi and said to her, I want to build something for you, please accept it. And she said, no, I'm not interested to have a place. And he insisted. He insisted because Lord Jagannath told him that he should do it. Anyway, at the end, he built something, and Sachidevi, sometimes he would stay there, sometimes not. So now we come to the point, the specific incident when Sachidevi came to be called Gangamma. One night, the night when Shveta Ganga lake would become white, the river, the water of ecstasy, which is the love of Jagannath for her, for his great devotee Sachidevi, came out from his lotus feet and flowed outside the temple up to the lake, and the lake flowed and overflowed also the ashram, Sachidevi's ashram. In Sachidevi there was so much water all around, there were waves, and this wave pushed Sachidevi in the temple, although the doors were night, so the doors were closed. So Sachidevi found herself inside the temple of Lord Jagannath. And when the priests of the temple saw this overflowing, all this water, they immediately ran inside the temple to see what happened, if some, there would have been some damage to Lord Jagannath, Baladeva, Subhadra, Ditis, and there found Sachidevi. And they thought that she was a thief or something. So they put her in jail. During the night, the king Mukunda didn't know what happened. Jagannath came in his dream again, and Jagannath Swami was absolutely furious. And she said, what are you doing? You are keeping such a saint, my favorite devotee, in jail for what? Immediately go and free her, and you must take initiation from her. Mukunda Raj went to the temple and immediately freed Sachidevi, and the story came to be known how Jagannath Swami as his father, Shveta Ganga, and Ganga Devi in person, Ganga Mai in person, took Sachidevi on her lap, and she brought her in the temple. So because of that, because her mother, because she, Ganga, took her on her lap, so you take it in your lap, your daughter, you don't keep your sister or your mother. No, because of that, Sachidevi became like a daughter to Ganga, and because of that she was called and known from the Ganga Mata, those family. So this is more or less the story of Srimati Gangamata Goswamini. She is a very important personality in our line. And I told this story because 3 days ago it was the day, the appearance day of Gangamata Goswami. I really wish to give class a day to tell the story, but I couldn't, so I tell the story today. Same day, the appearance day of Baladeva Vidyabhushan. We talked about Baladeva Vidyabhushan a few days ago, I think a week or two ago. And Ramananda Goswami as important as Balarama Devotion for preaching. Anyway, this is what I wanted to say about this verse. If there is any questions are welcome. Yes.
So the main instruction is that just like if you are sick, you can guess your cure by studying the books.
Study.
The easiest way is to go to a doctor, though, isn't it? You just go to a doctor, they say, you know, there's so many books, there's so many things and such. But everybody is different. So I don't know which medicine is good for me. Please tell me, you are a doctor, you are an authority, you tell me. That's the position of the guru. The guru is the one who gives specific personal private instruction to the disciple. The guru will give general instruction for everyone when they are generally found in the Shastra. But he will also give personal specific instructions to his disciples. And if the disciple dedicates his life to that specific instruction, then that is his perfection of his life. You said you were too.
No, the second question is just the details about the action. I wasn't clear about that, how the water came from the temple and then washed her back into the temple, what went up over the wall or something. I was wondering if you could just give that detail.
I understand exactly the description of how that happened. Well, we know that there was a flood, so there was these waves, by some mystic way, the Ganga took Sachidevi back to the temple. So how, you know, mechanically that happened, I have really no idea. I haven't read anything about it. I can speculate that it's just the desire of Ganga to be in the temple with Ganga Mata, Goswami's family, her dear daughter and dear associate, with Lord Jagannath for an entire night. And this is basically what happened. And so what happened in that night between Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladev, Srimati Subhadra, Ganga Devi and Ganga Mata Goswami, what a wonderful company. We don't know, but if one day we come to know, it must be really something extraordinary. Is not important. If we in terms of body, they cannot, because there are fewer ladies, Vaishnavis, in our history, respect to men, then we have the right to discriminate in other terms, in other bodily terms, like, you know, maybe taking birth in certain countries is not so auspicious. Much better, like somebody was saying in the past, that somebody should have been born in India. I don't say their names, but I heard this from Gaudiya Marsanya. There were four Brahmacharis in Gaudiya Marsanya. So Gaudiya Marsanya was there. So we were talking, discussing. So they were saying basically that we Westerners, we are adding up securities so that next birth we can take birth in India. So actually we can be actually Vaishnavas. So our birth, our life as a Vaishnavas, in this life, you're just preparatory for the real Vaishnava life. It will be next life when we take birth in India. So I was supposed to be humble. I didn't really interject in the discussion. No? I just said, I didn't know that to go back to Krishna Loka you need an Indian passport. No? They were really taken aback from this observation of mine, you know, Indian passport. So Prabhupada didn't tell us that, didn't teach us that. We cannot accept it. Of course, we need to be humble. We cannot say, well, you know, we are Vaishnavas, just like you. We can't say that. But at the same time, as a philosophical form, we cannot accept it. We cannot accept that any bodily identification is a discrimination for a spiritual position. That's the point I'm trying to make. And of course our leadership and our movement is recognized. There is no hindrance for a lady Vaishnavi to be a spiritual master in our movement. There is no. Somebody may think differently, most of leaders in this concept. But anyway, the resolution came out, so we stick to the official resolution that there is no difference between men and women in our movement, and if a Vaishnava is qualified, just like a Vaishnava is qualified, she can be a spiritual master. And I expose this idea. And just by reading the life of Janabadevi and others, you can see that there was no difference. They had the Vesa Pujas, they had the Vyasasam, and they had thousands of followers. There is the description of Janabadevi arrived in Janabunda to receive Raghunath Goswami. She had thousands of disciples with her. And she was very old. Very old. And the other one is a very nice debate. It was not a debate, it was like let's say something that the Rupa of Jiva Goswami, one of the two, I think of Jiva Goswami, when Mirabai came to Vrindavan and she said, I want to meet Jiva Goswami or Rupa Goswami. Sorry, my memory is bad. And the Goswami said, well, I'm a Goswami, I'm not supposed to meet women. I'm a man, he's a woman, you cannot. And when this proposition, this idea came to her, she said, I thought in Vrindavan there was only one man, which is Krishna. Now there is somebody else who seems to be a man. The idea is that from a material platform and spiritual platform are two different platforms. We have to strive together ourselves on a spiritual platform, and with a system of hearing stories regarding great transcendental personalities, etc., is what will help us in getting into the spiritual platform. And that platform is not such a thing, it's a modern difference. Nationalities, men, women, age, color, skin colors, all these things. It's just the body. The body, you cannot say to a person, you are American. How many years he would be American anyway? And then he would be Colombian, then he would be Russian. Who knows? So was he American? Was he Colombian? Was he Russian? He wasn't in either of this. There's nothing to do with it. We don't have anything to do with the body. We are not Americans, we are not Indians. We are spirit soul. This is the ABC, or the A of the ABC. Our philosophy. And then we say that to go back to Krishna we need to take birth in India. You know? It's not our philosophy. Of course, if we don't get free from material identification, it's like we made to go back and take birth in India. But in India, in a family of Vaishnavas, I don't want to be a Rikshawala, you know? In India. If I had to take birth in India, I want to take birth in the family of a Vaishnava. So that the first image I will see, I will not see the face of my auntie's father and mother. You know, how many fathers and mothers we had. Oh, you are my son. Oh my God, how many fathers do I have to take? I already had a father before, and another, and another, and another one. You want to be another father? You are not my father. Six canto de Srimad Bhagavatam, Citraketo story. My favorite story of Srimad Bhagavatam. This kid talking to Citraketo, crying, and he said, who are you anyway? Who are you? I don't know you. Oh, father, which father? I remember all my fathers, and there had a big confusion in my head. Which father? Birth, my father. We had to give up this this illusion of being the body, being fathers, mothers, sisters, and black, white, European, American, Indian. This is all illusion. Thank you very much.